I don't care what you wear, just as long as you show up when you send that he would this afternoon. I'll be there in my polka dot boots. You can knock them if you want. I don't care if you don't or if you do.
With us on the line, the songstress superstar herself, ladies and gentlemen, direct from California and Hollywood, the lovely Ratsy. Hi, Ratsy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
We're just listening to a little bit of the song Flowery Swimsuit from the new CD, Flowery Swimsuit, the live album.
I like that one.
I like it, too. And, of course, the cover photo, Be Still My Heart. Yeah. You know, the only thing that's missing on the album is a thank you with my name on it. Other than that,
it's on the website.
It's got everything. It's got everything you need. Great pictures and some tremendous music.
Thanks.
I really like it a lot. Tell me a little bit about it what went into it. And I know it's a lot of it's live.
Yeah, the whole album is live. And I had been wanting to put out a new album it's been years since I put out a new album. And I had delayed putting this one out because I stupidly said a couple of years ago that I would be wearing the swimsuit on the front cover. And then I got all nervous and kept putting it off and putting it off. But once I moved to California, you kind of have to go around in your swimsuit because it's a California.
It's a microscopic swimsuit. I can't believe it.
I'm practically naked.
You are? Well, you're actually naked under your bathing suit. And I'm naked under my clothes right now, so.
So finally last spring I got the picture taken of me in my swimsuit over next to the...
Now, who took the picture for?
My friend Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Who's a longtime friend. I knew him back in Boston, and he took wonderful photographs back then.
Jeffrey just told us that the actual nude series from that shoot is available on the website.
Well, I don't think so, but I suppose, you can dream on, Mark.
Yes, I can. I will continue dreaming. But I won't dream of big, sweaty wrestlers, though, as you do.
They're dreamy.
Well, that's the first song on the album, is Big Sweaty Wrestler. And, of course, some of this stuff is really, really great. I love your music. As you know, I'm a big fan of Ratsy out there. And if you have not listened to her music yet, at least you should go to ratsy.com and check it out. I assume they have some samples up there.
Yeah, there should be some samples on the music page.
Yes. And once you listen, you will be hooked. I'm not sure if it's that guitar playing, which is so unique that you have. I'm not sure if you learned to play guitar at the Keith Moon School of Guitar. But the guitar playing is unique, and of course the beautiful voice, the sultry voice that radiates and matches the flowery swimsuit.
Of course.
Wow, so you were feeling ill before you start talking to me, and now really it's kicking in, isn't it?
What, the ill thing?
Yeah, the ill thing.
Why, can you hear the phlegm sort of
coming
up? No,
I'm saying that the way I'm speaking now, you are becoming more ill as we speak. I know that. I know you.
I'm trying not to hack anything up, Mark.
Well, that'd be good. Don't cough a lung up on here. Won't be good.
No, luckily they can't see that. But.
Now, you started your career pretty much in the subways.
Yeah, in Boston.
And tell us a little bit about that existence. Did you ever get, anybody ever try to assault you? Anybody try to rob you? Or were people really good?
I think only once did anybody even try to do something like that. And I moved to Boston in 1987 and was singing in the subways and on the streets in Harvard Square. And it was a really fun thing to do at that time in my life. I was really excited to know that I could actually support myself, singing my songs and playing my little guitar and stuff. And one time somebody did try to take money out of my case. It was usually the bums were really friendly, and they actually gave me, like, their all scrunched up, moist money out of their pockets. But One time some guy did try to take money out of my case, and often people would, like, defecate next to me and stuff.
Ooh, that's nice. That can inspire music.
Or character. I'm not sure which one, but...
Oh, my. Ooh, that would not be good.
There was this one guy that, I had a lot of, like, interesting bums that they didn't have anything else to do, so they'd usually just hang out and listen to me sing all day in the subway. And there was this one guy, I remember, who used to drink Lysol out of a paper cup, and I always just thought, he is just going to pass out at some point, But he, like, days on end, he would come, and he would be, like, you know, sucking the Lysol out of the side of his little paper cup, and...
Lysol.
He was still there, yeah. I guess it's tasty. I don't know. I don't like the smell so much, so I've never tried it.
The good thing about it is that he was germ-free. You know that, right?
At least his breath was.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe he sat with Kitty Dukakis. Kitty used to drink the rubbing alcohol. You know,
really?
They could get together with that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah, she wasn't down in the subway, so I didn't get to see her do that.
Now, were you making a good living down there?
Well, I was supporting myself, which for me seemed like a fabulous living. I was able to pay my bills and my rent and, hang out with my friends,
So when did you put out your first CD? Was it, I remember, because you were in studio, of course, promoting it, but when was that?
I believe it was 1995, Squished Under a Train.
Squished Under a Train, yeah.
Yeah.
I love that song. Still love that song.
Oh, I remember. Every time I came to the studio, you would always ask me to sing that one.
Yes, and you got sick of it and said to me, I'll never sing again. Never, ever. No, no, I
did
won't.
Did not. Stop.
No, you really didn't do that. But it would have been cool if you did, though. But she didn't. It's like Janis Ian when I said to her, please sing it 17, like 10 times. So she finally sang it and stabbed me afterwards. But that was another story. Now she's a nice lady. I'm in a weird mood today, have you noticed?
No weirder than usual.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
I thought it was because of my lack of sleep.
Oh, well.
I'm kind of sleepwalking, and as I was sleepwalking, I ran into Ratsy.com.
Yeah? You were up late at night?
I was late on the highway, and I was on the information highway driving my car, and I came to a sign that said Ratsy.com. I took the turn, and there you were in your flowery swimsuit. And it reminded me that I was going to talk to you today. Yeah. Boy, oh boy. People listening out there are going, I wonder if he's really deeply psychologically ill or if it's just something on the surface. I don't know.
Well, I don't know. They should really, you should have lunch with all of them.
Maybe, well, I can't do that because it would be 3 million people at lunch, but that would be actually a very cozy lunch.
It would be. It'd
be kind of nice. So here you were in 1995, you put out the Squished Under Train, and I know shortly after that, the Subway Years came out, right?
Yeah, about a year or two later.
Yeah. Because I remember you had two rapid-fire CDs.
What?
You had two rapid-fire CDs.
Yeah, well, I felt like I needed to put out something new, and I didn't have enough material for, like, a brand-new album. So I used to make tapes that I would sell in the subway, and that was what ended up being the Subway Songster Series, was a compilation of older recordings.
Now, I assume that, like most folk singers, when you're out on the road, you sell a lot of CDs at concerts.
Yes.
Yeah. Is that still the biggest... place where you sell them, or is the internet starting to catch up?
The internet's very good, and I haven't been touring a lot for the past year since I moved out to Hollywood.
Hollywood. Da, 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 da. And by the way, we should mention that you were recently on To Tell the Truth.
I am now a TV star, yes.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I didn't see it here.
Oh.
I never saw it. I'm not sure if it was actually even on here.
It was.
Oh, the one I saw was not the one you were on.
Well, there should be, like, two episodes a day, so you probably missed the episode that I was on.
I was bumming completely. But, so you got to be on To Tell the Truth, and tell us about your experience.
Well, now that it's aired, I suppose I can talk about
it.
It was really fun. I got to, I was a liar. I got to lie. So now I'm starting to think maybe I should be an actress as well. Because,
there you go.
Because my lying abilities were so... so fabulous that I got, like, a lot of the celebrities voted for me.
Now, what were you supposed to be?
I was being Kathy Hamilton, who is this girl who invented this thing called Boyfriend in a Box.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Kathy?
People thought you were her.
People thought I was her. Even she started believing that maybe I was her.
Really?
Yeah, she thought she told me that she would have voted for me as her.
And I understand you almost had fisticuffs with one of the contestants, one of the celebrities.
Oh, Paula Poundstone, yeah, she wanted to kill me. And the sad thing was when it aired, like they totally cut that part out. I mean, she was still being a little snarly and saying that one of the boyfriends had called to dump me, but she had said when we were there and they were taping, she had said the reason that she was voting for me partially was because I was so annoyingly perky, and she figured that kind of person would invent something as odd as boyfriend in a box. But she said she wanted to put me in a dry cleaning bag and seal it up.
Really? All a Poundstone.
I guess they had to
you.
Cut that out so the lawsuits wouldn't, you know, ensue. I'm not sure.
Too bad. You had your attorney out waiting for that to air, right?
Many of my friends were very upset with Paula.
Right, I would imagine they would be. Now, what other celebrities were on there?
There was Meshack Taylor, I think.
Yeah, the guy from Designing Women.
Yes, the Designing Women guy. And then there was Mr. Sheffield from The Nanny.
Uh-huh.
You know that guy?
Yeah.
And then there was supermodel Frederic.
Oh, yes.
And the host of the show was the guy who was Jay Peterman on Seinfeld.
Right. O'Hurley or something? John O'Hurley or something?
That sounds right, I think.
He was on our show at one point, too.
Mm-hmm.
So was the guy from The Nanny. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The guy with the accents on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he doesn't really have one in real life. So did you get to meet any of these people?
Other than them asking me questions, no. I didn't.
No, so really, the celebrities don't get to talk to you guys after the shows or anything like that?
Well, I think they had been doing a lot of tapings, and they were just getting their first little 15-minute break to go have a snack, so, you know, we weren't invited.
Well, you should have snacked with them. You should have hung around with Paula Poundstone. I said, hi, Paula. How are you? Let's have a snack together.
A plastic bag around my head.
That would have been great.
Stop being perky.
Because I remember when I went to Hollywood Squares that everybody got off the squares afterwards and came into the audience and said hi to everybody, and it was really nice. And I don't know if they still do that in the new Hollywood Squares.
I don't know.
Goomba Tom Bergeron, but I'm not sure about that.
I'm not sure, but we didn't. That didn't happen with us.
So now you're thinking maybe of a TV and movie career.
Possibly, and I'm actually going to be on another show coming up on HGTV.
Home and Garden TV?
I believe so.
Oh, my wife likes that one.
Huh?
What show is on Home and Garden TV that you're going to be on?
I think it's called Awesome Interiors. And my
awesome
segment
Interiors?
Is
they're going to show you a swimsuit?
No. And it's called What's Your Problem? And I pretend to be a homeowner. See, I'm just pretending to do stuff all the time. See, I'm just like on the edge of actressness.
Well, you've always been a songstress superstar.
Exactly.
And now to add actress superstar is just incredible. You know, it just broadens your whole horizon.
Well, you know.
You could be the new Barbra Streisand.
I'm thinking within 1 year of today that I will be nationally known. That's my guess.
Well, I think that already you are, because you're on pnpnetwork.com.
Oh, well, I'm catapulted to extra super fame already.
That actually makes you internationally famous. Because we have people from all these weird countries that tune in. I don't want to offend them all, but I never even heard of half the countries that send me emails. So,
now I possibly will be getting weird emails from
You might.
Around the universe.
At ratzy.com, people can send you all the wild emails they'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, it's R-A-T-S-Y for those people that don't know how to spell my name.
It's R-A-T-S-Y.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why Ratzy?
Well, it came from my sister in the fourth grade. I had I used to watch Merv Griffin in the afternoons, and the Boomtown Rats came on. You remember them, punk band from the 70s.
Yeah,
and
I Don't Like Mondays or something?
Yeah, and Bob Geldof came over to chat with Merv, and Merv said, how'd you get a name like the Boomtown Rats? And Bob said, how'd you get a name like Merv? And I became an instant fan.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Merv's kind of is he dead yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I know I went to his coconut club here in L.A.
Did you? Did you meet Merv?
He wasn't there, no. Oh. He wasn't. No.
Interesting guy. He's a very successful man.
He is.
Very
he would
successful.
Be a good person to know.
He would be a great person for you to
maybe
know.
Maybe he'd like to adopt me.
On your way to superstardom in acting, I think that would be the way to go.
To
he also owns a number of game shows, too, so maybe you can even get to host one.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. Maybe we can bump Tom Bergeron and get you on the Hollywood Squares.
Maybe. Hang out with Whoopi.
Yeah. Whoopi's cool. Yeah. I hang out with Whoopi all the time.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah. You know, her real last name is Cushion?
Cushion?
Yeah. K-U-S-H-I-N.
Cushion. Cute.
No. Duh.
Oh, my side's splitting open. Stop.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, if folks out there, I know they're still listening, then they're completely insane. But if you at least listen to part of this and you're hearing this part over here, make sure you go to ratsy.com and order Flowery Swimsuit, because you will love the music. I'm actually going to play a little piece of Flowery Swimsuit and then a little piece of one of the other songs so people know how good it is.
That would be wonderful.
I know it would be wonderful. It would be incredibly wonderful, as you are, Ratsy.
Thank you, Mark.
I always look forward to you coming into Boston so we can have lunch. You know, it's just, for me, an exciting moment in my life. I know to you it's nothing, but to me, it's meaningful.
Well, anything I can do to, you know, help your existence.
Okay. Well, by the way, I'm waiting for your swimsuit that's on the cover here to go on eBay.
The swimsuit itself?
When will you be auctioning that off?
I still wear it.
Oh. Well, I think you should auction it off because it's now famous, being on the cover of Flowery Swimsuit and being mentioned on PNPnetwork.com. It'll go for literally dozens of dollars at this point.
Really?
I think so.
Really?
So
well,
I think I would
take that into consideration.
I think you should.
Okay.
And, you know, if you don't want to hang out with it, send it to me and I'll set it up in the auction on it at PNP Network. That's all, you know. And we'll split the proceeds.
Okay.
All right? Two for you, two for me. All right?
Wonderful.
Hey, Ratsy.
Yes.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
And enjoy California. And you know I'll be out to visit you soon, right?
Are you coming out?
Well, I might. I might just, you know, if I can move in for a week or two with you, it'll be fine. You don't mind, right?
I have lots of carpeting to go around.
See, there you go. That's all I need is a little square of carpet, and I'm happy.
Okay.
As long as your Flowery Swimsuit's nearby.
You can use it as a pillow.
Hey, Ratsy. Take care.
Okay.
Love, love.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That's Ratsy from ratsy.com. Go check it out, and you'll really enjoy that. Really, I'm serious about that. You'll enjoy the music. She's wonderful.